Welcome back to Megaphone Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789 for call or text. We're going to the lines. Gary of Sussex, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gary of Sussex?
I know you're about to, I was hoping you were going to talk about the assault weapons first, and then I was going to make my comment. But my comment on the assault weapons is I own an AR, and I love to shoot my gun. I shoot it at the range. I don't hunt. I don't like killing animals, but I do like target shooting. The thing is, if you're going to ban a weapon that is used by insane people, if they're still insane and they want to kill little kids or co-workers or postal people or whatever they do, they're still going to do it. They can do it with a 9mm or a 40mm that holds 17 rounds in each magazine. They're going to do it no matter what. It's not the weapon itself. And another thing is these weapons are long. My weapon is like 34 inches long. You can't hide this thing. If you're going to go into a school, if they have protection at the schools with, you know, police or, you know, resource officers or volunteers, it's very difficult to get to hide something like this. So why punish all the good people when there's only, what, 20 insane people out there? You're going to go out there and ban my weapon that I enjoy using, and I'm a good person, and I would never even consider aiming it, let alone shooting a human being. What's your opinion, Matt?
Yeah, Gary, thanks. That's a very measured point of view. Let me tell you, I think where you and I differ on that. First of all, I don't differ at all with, I enjoy shooting too. And I remember in the Navy, we, sometimes we'd be at sea for a long time and not much to do. We'd throw barrels over the fantail and shoot with, I think it was an M16 in those days, but whatever it was. And it was fun. I mean, it really was fun. I enjoyed doing that. However, here's the issue. There are military weapons and there are civilian weapons, in my view. And I know that you wouldn't agree that any civilian should have his own nuclear weapon. You know, some billionaire wants to buy one. That shouldn't be permitted. And it shouldn't be permitted that he buy chemical or biological weapons. Shouldn't be permitted that he buy a machine gun. Machine guns were outlawed in the 1930s. And believe it or not, there's a way to get one. You have to put in for an extensive request, and there has to be a reason why you want it and all that. And you would agree, and I would agree, that they shouldn't have javelins like they're using to get tanks in Ukraine, shoulder-held missile launchers that could take down a commercial aircraft if you just rent an apartment near an airport. So we all agree on that. Now, the question is, what is the difference between an AR-15 or an AK-47 or an assault rifle and a machine gun? In fact, if you have an AR-15 and you have a couple of high-capacity magazines, you can pump off, 60, 90, or 100 rounds pretty quickly, much more devastatingly than you could with a machine gun in the 1930s. My proposal would be to simply list AR-15s, AK-47s, the so-called assault rifles, as military weapons, and they're not purchasable by civilians. Now, that doesn't stop anybody from going down to the range, the firing line. I used to do it with a 45 in the Navy, and I enjoyed that. And I don't know if you ever, I know you have, but a lot of people have never fired a 45. That thing has a kick like a mule. You got to have discipline. You got to respect the weapon. But what is the purpose of someone owning an AR-15 other than target shooting, which I understand? And some people have said, well, why don't you license them to ranges so you can go down and shoot it, but leave it there. But of course, they get stolen, all that. The problem with the present law, Gary, is that there are virtually no background checks, and you can buy them at gun shows on the internet. And a mentally ill or emotionally disturbed 18-year-old, an 18-year-old boy has absolutely no judgment, none whatsoever. That's why they can't drink till they're 21. they can vote. They didn't, before 1972, they couldn't even vote. Their hormones are running wild. They get angry very easily. Their girlfriend leaves them, whatever. And an AR-15, when you went into that school in Uvalde, the guy did, he decapitated some of the kids with that. He blew them apart so badly they had to identify them by their shoes. The truth is that with Buffalo and Uvalde and Sandy Hook, you have people doing this stuff. Now, you're right. They could do it with a knife. They could do it with a 45. They could do it with something. But, you know, to go in with a pistol, they are not going to kill as many people. This is just a military weapon. And so I believe strongly in the Second Amendment. And I've said this before, and it'll come to a surprise as a prize for a lot of people on this program. The Second Amendment was a liberal amendment. What do I mean by that? In the Middle Ages, you were forbidden, unless you were an aristocrat, to own a sword. If you were a peasant or a working man, you had a sword, some places they put you to death because the king did not want the average person rising up against him if he was very cruel. Well, George Washington took care of business. He got rid of a king, and he could have been a king himself, and he chose not to do it. So when he said in the Second Amendment, right after the First Amendment, the people, because you need a well-regulated militia, the people have a right to bear arms, keep their own weapons. He did not want a tyrant coming in and disarming people, and neither do I. But I don't want him with nuclear weapons, biological, chemical, machine guns. I don't want him with shoulder-held missile launchers, stingers, javelins. Don't want any of that. So where do you draw the line? It's really drawing the line. I think it's a pretty easy line to draw. You draw it at assault rifles. The other reason I say that, Gary, is because in 1994, they were banned by Congress. When Bill Clinton was president, they were banned for 10 years. But it sunsetted in 04, and they wouldn't renew it because the Republicans had then taken over. And suddenly, a mentally ill guy can go in and buy it. Now, this particular bipartisan bill is, in my opinion, it's not exactly a joke, but it doesn't do anything. Mitch McConnell just signed on to it, so that's considered a great thing. Maybe it'll get 10 votes to get rid of the filibuster. And it got rid of the boyfriend loophole. What is that, you may ask? The boyfriend loophole. Believe it or not, if you had a domestic violence issue and somebody was married to you, lived with you, or had a child with you, he could be prohibited as part of his sentence from owning a weapon, so he couldn't kill you. But it excluded people who you weren't living with but dating. Well, a lot of these murders have occurred by men who are dating women. They get jealous. The woman goes with someone else, and they beat her and threaten to kill her, and you can't keep him from getting a weapon. Well, now you can under this thing. And it also provides that an 18-year-old can still buy an AR-15, but you get to look at his juvenile record. Well, the guy in Uvalde may not have had a juvenile record.
But he did.
The Republicans refused to raise the age even to 21. And a lot of people like yourself, Gary, who like target shooting, might say, well, 21 is a reasonable age. I mean, for the love of Pete, why should an 18-year-old get one? And guys would go, well, they have constitutional rights. Well, they should to drink, too, and they can't. And they should to vote, too, and they couldn't until 1972. The idea is that they have bad judgment when it comes to something that's more lethal than a machine gun. So those are my thoughts, and I respect your opinion. You're a principal conservative. I enjoy your calling in. This show is open to everybody, and you really contribute. And so that's my position, and I join you, and I like firing semi-automatic, but I like firing at the firing range. But the problem is not everybody's like you and me. That's the problem. Thank you very much. We're going to the next one. It'll be in order. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Mark from the SAC? Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thank you very much. Okay, Connor, can you turn the sound up? I can't hear Mark from the SAC. Mark?
that you bring up some good points this morning. You know, that apparently some of these Republicans, you can't tell the truth unless they're under oath. Otherwise, they're just going to lie consistently. And we got to bring that up. And this clown that said his wife was giving birth, if he was lying about that, then he should be brought up on charges. And also, in a book I have on, from back when I was a kid, back when I was 16 years old, and got this book from the Outdoor Life Book Club, it defined assault rifle, but it closes out, some assault rifles are produced only in semi-automatic form for sale as sporting arms. They are excellent for use on military style of target, but have little application in hunting. And this is from the Outdoor Life Book Club, which was probably approved by the NRA back at that time in 1974. But now the NRA apparently thinks everybody and their brother should have one of these things. And maybe the solution is yes, they can keep the AR-15s, but maybe they should just say, no, you got to turn your large capacity magazines in for a 10-round magazine.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because anybody out there who hunts, you go hunting turkey with an AR-15, there can be nothing but feathers. You hunt a deer with an AR-15, there's going to be nothing but their hooves. So, that's an excellent point. And the truth is, the NRA backed the ban in 94. The NRA has gotten much more extreme. We're going back to the lines. Diallo of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Diallo?
Yeah, a couple of things quick, Matt. First one is, can you clarify afterward what's in the proposal about 21 years old and the background check? Does that mean beyond 21 years old, there's no background check? That's one thing. The second thing is the rate of this mass shooting is through the roof in the United States. We have to face that. And the question is, and Ted Cruz couldn't answer, why is that the case only in the United States? We have to look at it that way and try to find a solution to it. Why the United States is exceptional in that order also? Why? If you can also explain the 21-year-old background check that they're talking about now. Thanks.
Excellent point. Two very fine points. To answer your first question, the Republicans resisted increasing it to 21. They were told to and asked to, and they wouldn't do it. When it comes to background checks, they are not requiring anything other than permitting 18 to 21-year-olds to have their juvenile records reviewed. And that's only if you go to a registered gun store. They do background checks. But you can still, under this bill, go to a gun show. And there are guys that go around, and they meet in a parking lot somewhere, a field, and you can buy anything you want, and it's legal. And you can buy it over the internet. And you can buy it. The guy comes up to you in a bar and says, you want to buy an AR-15, which he probably stole. I'll give it to you for $200. You can do it. So letting them search juvenile records is, that's okay. But, a lot of these people, I don't know if all of them had juvenile records, and that's all it does. The other thing is, we have 4% of the population of the world in this country. And we have by far the vast majority of these mass shootings. Now, in some countries, you can't have a gun, and I don't agree with that either, because under the Second Amendment, building on the oppression of monarchs, of kings in the Middle Ages, it was a liberal amendment in my view. But there's a difference between that, being able to defend yourself, and being able to commit mass murder. And we do not permit nuclear weapons, biological, chemical, machine guns, bazookas, shoulder-held missile launchers. And all you do is say, this is functionally a machine gun. Functionally, if you had an AR-15 with a large capacity magazine and a 1935-era machine gun, you're better off the AR-15. So why are they not classified as military weapons? And for that reason, without getting into the weeds about all this stuff, say we don't want military weapons in civilian hands. Because we don't. And so we have several mass shootings a day in some cases. We've had more than one a day since January 1. And people are getting immune to it. And they're not all 19 people and 21 people, but sometimes they're two or three. Guy gets fired from his job. Guy gets jilted by his girlfriend. Guy's depressed, or guy wants to commit some kind of crime to become famous, and they go into a school. You know, they never go into an NRA meeting because they don't let you have weapons in an NRA meeting. Did you know that? They disarm you. They disarm you. And do you know something? In the military, you're on a base. You can't have your weapon with you. If you are under the rank of sergeant, sergeant and under, the officers can have sidearms. But the rest can't have weapons that they have access to in the military. Why is that? Because they're trained on them, and you should use them for military targets. Here's my advice to a lot of people. I've given it to all my own nieces and nephews. Join the Army. Join the Navy. You're a kid. Go in. Fire these weapons. You'll come to appreciate them, and you'll get it out of your system. But don't swagger in at 18. You're emotionally disturbed and angry and buy an AR-15. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.